Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
We need more pressure on Israel, the drama of water in Palestine. At the end of February, Israeli military officers destroyed the water pipeline that connects Atuf and Al-Hadedeya in the Jordan Valley and left tens of people without access to the fundamental human resource in a semi-desert area. This is the second time military officers destroyed pipelines so far this year, and it is a common practice in other areas of the West Bank and Gaza. And while the demolition of Palestinian houses by the occupation army continue, Israel is now focusing on the destruction of water infrastructure. The demolition of water infrastructure increased during this year, and it is a violation of the human right to water, said Jane Hillel, chair of Pengon, Friends of the Earth Palestine, in an interview with Real World Radio.
Real World Radio has the great pleasure of being in contact with Jane Hillel. She is the chairperson of Pengon Friends of the Earth Palestine. Jane, very, very welcome to Real World Radio. We are really happy of having you in Real World Radio today.
Thank you very much for interviewing me and give me the opportunity to speak about the Palestinian water and the Israeli occupation.
Okay, Jane, we knew at the end of February that for the second time in this month, the Israeli occupation cut the water pipeline that supplies several Palestinian areas of water in the Jordan Valley. I wanted to ask you exactly what happened, where it happened, and what was exactly the problem, Jane?
Yes, the Israeli military, destroyed the pipeline, the water pipeline that connect the Atuf and Khirbet al-Hadidiyya in the Jordan Valley, where they destroyed this pipe, and of course they prevent around 50 people, Palestinian people, from using or having the water in their houses. And this is the second time that they are doing this, starting from a year 2017.
Okay, Jane, so you're saying this is the second time in February or from the beginning of 2017, but I wanted to ask you, yes, how often does it happen there? For example, I don't know, in 2016, is it a problem that happens usually in those areas?
Yes, in these areas, usually the Israeli military, they come and they destroyed the water infrastructure. And this is not happening only in the Jordan Valley, but it happened around the West Bank and Gaza.
Okay, Jane. Which are the explanations that the military occupation, which is in charge of concreting these kind of actions, they give to the people, to the Palestinian people in the areas? I wanted to ask you specifically, what does the central government say, and what does the military occupation, which concrete those cuts, what do they say to the people when they do that?
Yeah, first of all, the demolishing of water infrastructure increased during these years, and the destruction of these structures, a water structure, is of course is a violation to the state obligation to respect the right of to water. And usually they said when they come to demolish such structure or infrastructure, they said that these structures are built without obtaining the relevant Israeli permit. And we know that most were in fact demolished without any reason. And usually the demolishing are accompanied with other measurements that aim at restricting access to areas served with water facilities, and hence eliminating the presence of the Palestinian from particular areas, of course, with a special interest to the Israelis. So usually they said that there is no permits, that they didn't get a permit from the Israeli authority, and they come and they destroy it. But we all know that they just demolish these structure without any reason. And the reason behind that is to eliminating the presence of the Palestinian in that area. Such infrastructure, sometimes they don't need the permission to build it, because in Area C, we have the Joint Water Committee, the Israeli and the Palestinian. And according to Oslo, that if the Palestinian wants to have a project in Area C, which is the area that is under the Israeli control, that the Palestinian need to have permits in order to build a water infrastructure. But usually when they come and destroy such an infrastructure, it's nothing. They just come and they said that you build this without any permits, and they just destroy it. But in fact, there is no reason for destroying such an infrastructure and to keep the Palestinian people without any water. And of course, this is against the Geneva Convention when they said that prevents the destruction of such facilities which are considered as protected civilian objectives under the laws of war.
In concrete terms, Jane, taking into account the lives of the Palestinian peoples in the areas and also in different parts of Palestine, what does it mean, those cuts for the Palestinian people? Which kind of consequences these kind of actions brought to them?
Of course, as we know, the water is the basic of life. If you don't have water in your house, this means that you will have a lot of problems, health problems, and of course, environmental problems, because they cannot, for example, irrigate their land. And of course, when you don't have water in your house, you have a health problem, and especially the waterborne disease problem. Imagine that you live in the Jordan Valley, because also the temperature is high, and if you don't have water in hot weather.
Absolutely. Could you tell us, Jane, what do the people specifically in the Jordan Valley, what do the people do for a living there? What kind of activities they do?
They are farmers. Most of the people in the Jordan Valley, they are farmers. The land is very good for planting. But the other problems that are facing the people in Jordan Valley is that the settlers these days are destroying the springs, which is the main source of water for irrigation. And not just that, they destroyed the springs and they convert the water from these springs to the settlers in order to develop their irrigated land, leaving the Palestinian without any water also for agriculture.
Okay, Jane, you know that I remember in 2013 when we as Real World Radio were part of a solidarity mission that Friends of the Earth International made to the Jordan Valley, to the West Bank, to different Palestinian areas occupied by the Israeli settlers and of course by the military of Israel. We saw everything that you are telling us right now. And I remember specifically the great problem of destroying the houses of the Palestinian families. I mean, the Israeli occupation was also destroying, demolishing houses of the Palestinian people there. Is it something that is still happening in the area?
Yes, they are still doing this, but they are now focusing on water infrastructure and leaving the destroying of houses to the east of Jerusalem nowadays. They are still doing this, yes. This is one of the occupation practices in the area.
Okay, Jane, coming back to the water issue, this situation in the Jordan Valley, is it also happening, those cuts of the water supplies are also happening in the West Bank or in Gaza, for example?
Yes, in the West Bank, yes. It's like a new activity or a new practices that the Israeli occupation are doing inside the West Bank. And the reason is the same. Here in the West Bank or in the Jordan Valley, they just come and destroy such facilities which is doing nothing to their security. The reason is not for that the Palestinians build the water infrastructure without permits. The main reason behind this is they are trying to eliminating the presence of the people in area that they want to take it.
Okay, Jane. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the case in the Jordan Valley or the general situation in the West Bank or in Gaza regarding to the water supplies and those cuts? Anything else that you would like to add and maybe I didn't ask you about?
Yes, I think we trying to advocate for this situation about the water, especially the water, because the water is a basic needs and everyone has the right to have a water in his house. And we are trying to make the international people to understand the situation and how the Israeli are controlling and controlling the Palestinian water when it's a basic need, and that all the Palestinians should have their water. And we are not asking for the water needs for the Palestinian. We are asking as a Palestinian for our rights for water.
Absolutely, Jane. And now that you are saying, this is not something really new in the Palestinian areas occupied by Israel. It is a situation of every day is happening in your country, unfortunately. How do you see the international pressure, the role played by the civil society organizations, but also the role played by the governments? How do you, if you have to analyze that, which is your evaluation of the role? Because I think much more is needed. I don't know how you see that.
I think they should work more. I think they should stop getting permits to fund projects related to water, because when they are waiting for a permit from the Israeli, this means the Palestinian people will suffer more since they don't have water, and all the time the Palestinians suffer from water shortage, especially in the summertime. So I think they are working, but we need more. We need more pressure to put on Israel and not to wait for a permit from the Israeli to work in Area C and also in particularly in the Jordan Valley.
Okay, it was Jane Hailai, chairperson of Penguin Friends of the Earth Palestine, talking once again about the human rights to water violation of Israel in the Palestinian territories. Jane, thank you very much for this time. All the solidarity from Real World Radio, of course, Friends of the Earth International. We are going to be close following those issues, and you always can have the microphone open for your voices here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by Fowai.